Modern economic thought, particularly since the late 19th century, has given us an insight that I believe is invaluable for understanding our world and our relationship to our world around us. And the insight is this. The real value of anything has nothing to do with its price in money. No, the price is just a symbol. It's symbolic. It's a sign. Instead, the real value of a thing is precisely the sum total of the opportunity costs we are willing to pay in the pursuit of that thing. Now, what does that mean? What on earth is that? The real value of anything is this: precisely all that I'm willing to sacrifice in the pursuit of it, or in order to attain it. Now, once we understand this principle, this is basically common sense. We all know that this is true. For example, the cost of going to a movie on Saturday afternoon is not the price of the ticket. If I have nothing else going on, the $8 matinee is relatively cheap. But if I am invited to my best friend's wedding that same afternoon, and if I will be missing my best friend's wedding that same afternoon, well, that same $8 matinee becomes relatively pricey. If I go to the movie instead of going to the wedding, I will be effectively saying to my friend that $8 matinee is more valuable to me than your wedding. If I sacrifice the movie and attend the wedding, I'm saying the opposite. That your wedding is more valuable than that movie. Sacrificing $8 ain't bad. But sacrificing $8 plus my friend's movie, that's a cost. Okay, that's a cost. Now, why on earth do I mention this principle? What's this about? Well, our readings this Sunday suggest that there is a similar principle that applies to our spiritual life. Our readings today are hard to read. They are hard. But the readings suggest that although our relationship to God might be free, it's not going to be cheap. In our first reading, the prophet Jeremiah was sentenced to death for his fidelity to God. That is, he was preaching repentance to a people and a culture and a time that needed it. They didn't want to hear it. And in the words of the prophet, they said, "He is demoralizing the people. He is an enemy to us." So they wanted to kill him. And thus, Jeremiah showed his love for God by valuing God's law more than his life. The reading from the letter to the Hebrews ends by saying, "In your own struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood." Really? Resisted the point of shedding blood? This is hard. But these pale in comparison. These are a walk in the park compared to what our Lord Jesus says in today's gospel. Listen to this. He says, "I have come to set the earth on fire." Then he continues, "Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." What? Excuse me? He says, "From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother." What? Isn't Jesus supposed to be the Prince of Peace? So what gives? Well, brothers and sisters, although Jesus is indeed the Prince of Peace. The peace that he brings will not be a peace that is cheap. The peace that Jesus gives us is a peace that only comes from a single-minded fidelity to and love of God. And this always requires sacrifice. True love of God and the peace that it does bring requires that we detach from all that is not God, that we sacrifice them. Detach from all those things that hold us back from a single-minded fidelity to him, even if such detachment goes as far as dividing blood or family relations. The peace that Jesus Christ offers is not like the peace offered by the world. The peace of Jesus Christ can only be won through sacrifice, through battle, through the struggle against sin and evil. And this is not a peace had by the faint of heart, the conflict averse, or the tender souls that cannot bring themselves to offer one word of fraternal correction to a brother. No. This peace is had when we can fearlessly sacrifice all else for God. And yes, Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. But we can never have this peace in our own souls if those same souls are divided themselves. Divided between a fear of God and a fear of anything else that is not God. We can never possess the Prince of Peace in our souls if we fail to see all else, and I mean all else, as an opportunity cost that we're willing to pay to have him. And friends, words are very cheap. Words are cheap because they cost nothing, and they cost nothing because they demand nothing. And we happen to live under the blessing of a time and place in history where Christian words of peace and the virtue signaling that oftentimes accompanies them not only cost nothing, but they're actually met with reward. Thus, we must examine our hearts very closely and be vigilant about what we truly value. What do we value? What is it in our own lives that we're willing to sacrifice for love of God? Words are cheap. And Jesus did not come to give us one more bumper sticker. I love Jesus. Plunk if you love Jesus. Oh, so cheap. I love Jesus. Oh, really, Father Brad? Do you love Jesus? Oh, yes. I do. I love Jesus. Really? Oh, yes. I love Jesus. Really? Show it. How much do you love Jesus? Will you give up that little habit or those secret vices for love of Jesus? Then you love Jesus. Will we sacrifice a sarcastic tongue, words of cursing, for love of Jesus? Because then we love Jesus. Then we value our relationship with him. Ah, will we put at risk our reputation among our neighbors by defending his church? Yeah, we love Jesus. Will we risk our popularity? Will we sacrifice our popularity for perhaps the unpopular, for perhaps the unpopular politics or something, for the sake of Jesus? Then we love Jesus. Even more, will we put our reputation on the line by calling our own families back to fidelity? by insisting on fidelity within our own families. Yeah, we love Jesus. And perhaps now we have not been called to sacrifice much. But our readings insist that the day will come. There will be a time for each one of us when the love of God will demand sacrificing all. And for all of us, even the very point of death, point that none of us escape, point that we all must pass through, will be a moment where we will sacrifice all, give it all up. Are we prepared? Are we prepared to value God above all? Do we love God? Our pilgrimage through this world, in many ways, is nothing but a test. To learn how to value above all things that one single relationship in life that matters at all, that is our relationship with God. And Jesus did not come to give us more pious platitudes or displays of sentimentality. He came to call us back to himself. And such a gift demands our all. So let us hold nothing back for love of the God who held nothing back for us. Amen.